Are you ready to be unleashed and unstoppable?
Are you ready to experience a breakthrough and step into your next level of leadership?
Living a life of power, purpose, and possibility on your own terms, unapologetically.
This podcast is for discovering how to play big, how to be unleashed and unstoppable.
Through wiring inner success at the source as you step into your full potential as a wildly ambitious leader.
We are
Alexanne Carter and
Carol Register. We are certified master neuro coaches and the founders of Unleashed and Unstoppable You.
We're best known for being confidence boosting, neuro hacking, productivity and wealth experts.
And for high achieving leaders, visionaries and entrepreneurs.
Now let's be unleashed and unstoppable.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey. We are back again to talk to you about holiday stress, the anxiety that comes up around the holidays, which is situational anxiety, not general anxiety. So what makes you anxious at the holidays? What's going on? Is it running the errands or, as Alex, you said a minute ago, figuring out what to do with the kids when it's minus 40 degrees? Yeah. I mean, that one's not one I have to deal with down here in the South. And thankfully, though, there are things we can do. And I just said a keyword. Maybe you caught it. Thankfully. So we're going to really lean in and talk about ways that you can get into gratitude and out of the stress, out of the frustration and the overwhelm and the anxiety that comes with holidays. Again, situational anxiety. Alex, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you and I were talking about how we're not therapists. We are certified master neuro coaches. And, you know, I'd love to hear what you had to say again about that.
So what we wanted to lean into is, yes, sort of I identify we are not therapists, but as neuro coaches, master certified neuro coaches, our job really is to support you in interrupting that sort of that thought pattern, right? And a thought combined with emotion creates belief. And so what happens is in certain situations, especially around the holidays, is that we might find ourselves feeling a little more anxious and a little more overwhelmed, right? You might find yourself a lot more busy. There's a lot of things to get done, right? You're still getting on with the day-to-day and now you have all these additional maybe roles and responsibilities that you are, you know, kind of have on your schedule, on your plate. Things are different as well, right? So you're not in your routine. You might be off of your routine. You know, we talked about
traveling.
Traveling and flights and finding out that the pilot's not showing up for the flight and flights even being canceled, right? Yeah. Not having parking at the airport, lost luggage, you know, going shopping to get your turkey and they have no turkeys left, right? Not that we're trying to like source anything bad that happens, but we're just speaking into there's a lot of opportunities as we get closer to the holidays where situations might happen where you might feel a little overwhelmed and a little more anxious. And we want to support you today in knowing exactly what to do to help you ahead of time and also what happens in the situation. And that's really what our job is to help really interrupt those thought patterns and break those thought patterns. And that's what we look at the key to removing that holiday anxiety and stress and overwhelm, really looking into gratitude. It's a beautiful way to really interrupt those feelings of what's happening, right? When you're able to, of course, identify that you're feeling a little bit of angst, right? Maybe a little bit overwhelmed, and then stepping into the gratitude. And Carol, I know that there's some research out there that supports the importance of this. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, some of the neuroscience behind gratitude that also applies to the rewiring work that we help you do, the reprogramming of your mind, which is to help you get unstuck, to help you get out of your own way, and to literally program in your success. In regard to gratitude, it literally the practice of gratitude changes the structure and function of the brain mm-hmm. for the positive, for the better. It compounds. So, and it also builds almost like an imaginary wall. Not literally, this is just, but like a barrier against the situational anxiety, against, you know, what's happening and that stress. And there are some amazing tools and techniques that you can use to interrupt that kind of situational anxiety, such as certain breathing techniques. We love box breathing. So there's some other things that you can do, but really just to lean into and tie back to what you were saying, Alex Leanne, one of the things that we use is called decide in advance. And it's literally about setting yourself up for success when maybe circumstances aren't going as you expected all around you. And, you know, we face that every day. I just, the holiday stories of when I was younger come to mind when, you know, I got brave and decided to host at my house. And I've got the kids locked into the back seat of the car and we're racing to the grocery store and to the decoration store. And like Alex mentioned a while ago, the turkeys are all sold out. And, you know, it was just like, did I get the laundry done? Is the house clean enough? You know, all of this perfectionism of the way it has to be, the way it has to look, and how difficult that was. And it did cause me this specific situational anxiety where I was going, I was overwhelmed, but it didn't have to be that way. And that's what we know now. And that's what we use in our own lives and we can help you with to not be in that place, but to truly be set up for success. What's a tip you have, Alex Leanne, in regard to gratitude around holiday anxiety?
Something that I wanted to lean into, Carol, as you were speaking there, is reminding the audience intention over mechanism. Right. We heard Carol talk about, you know, going around and getting all the decorations, making sure the house is clean and the laundry's done and I've got all the food on the table. Everything looks perfect. And I have this and that. And a lot of times what causes this situation, anxiety and the overwhelm, is that we get caught up in the mechanical pieces of all the things, right? The doing of it. Right. And why that happens is because of what's on the other side of that, right? Wanting people to give us positive feedback, wanting to look good. Right? The approval of like the family and then it being perfect, as you said, Carol. And, you know, we were speaking a bit earlier before our recording, you know, talking about, you know, traveling and sometimes traveling with kids and traveling on airplanes. And I share with Carol, you know, something that, because I've traveled quite a few times with Abigail now, who's, you know, there's a small little toddler, right? Just over two, is that we set an intention. And when things have happened, I mean, and if we talk about travel and like airport anxiety, I mean, oh my goodness, I used to not be able to be calm until I got through security because I just, of the angst I used to feel while traveling. And one of the biggest things I've learned with the work that we've done is setting that intention, right? And really looking at, okay, what is, like, what's the goal of the travel and how does this get to look? And, you know, if this situation does arrive, you know, how am I going to react in this? And that's where the decide in advance comes into play. So really connecting with that decide in advance, really connecting with the intention over the mechanism. So going back to Carol's example, right? Good. I'm sure your intention was you just wanted to have a really great time with your family, right? And that's what the powerful reminder is that you just want to have a great time with the family. So it doesn't really matter about what foods are really on the table and is the laundry done. I mean, sure, you want it to look great, but it really is about the special moment. Right?
That intention is so powerful. I love that. And it's reminds me too, Alex Leanne, of, you know, setting that intention. We practice DIA, deciding in advance. So we're already pre-setting ourselves for success when things don't go as we expect and not getting caught in the weeds or in the trees of the forest and being able to stand back and look at the forest is, you know, looking at that intention. What do we want? And I love that because it is about what we want and why we want it.
Yeah.
This reminds me, we're going to talk about gratitude. We're going to lean in here. But these things are happening from a neuroscience perspective because we're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We're doing new things. We are out of our patterns and our familiarity in these situations. And remember, the brain is wired to keep you safe by keeping you in the comfort zone and whatever is familiar for you. This is one of the reasons we talk all the time about why growth is so uncomfortable, because you're getting out of that pattern. So here you are at the holidays and you're traveling, you're with people that you may not normally gather with maybe family members you haven't seen in a while. It's all new, and the brain's going to be sending you red alerts, warning, warning, this is not safe. And it will flood you with neurochemicals to keep you back in that safety zone. And often this shows up as that overwhelm, that frustration, and that situational anxiety. So one of the biggest keys is gratitude. Mm-hmm. Gratitude works. It is huge. And what's your gratitude practice every day, Alex Leanne?
Starting the day with three things I'm grateful for. And when I remember, ending the day with three things as well, right? Really reflecting on the day. It's so easy. You know, we are 9 times out of 10 programmed with our negativity bias to look at things that are not going our way, right?
Yes.
Versus looking at what's working, what we're being grateful for. So really developing that muscle of gratitude is so powerful. And we had a speaker, Emily, back at our event back in June, and she taught me something and I will never forget that. And I've actually, that's been another practice I've been doing.
Emily Avagliano, shout out to you. Yes.
This really, I took this to heart what she shared. I really have applied this now throughout the day when this situation occurs. And what she talked about was how she, when her son would come to her and maybe want to complain about daddy, or, you know, daddy did this or daddy did that, she interrupted that thought pattern by asking her son to say something that he's grateful for about her dad, because this helps wire in, right, on a neuroscience level, this the gratitude that he has for his father. Yeah. So I find myself, if I'm ever finding, I'm getting feeling frustrated or something's not going my way, I interrupt the thought pattern with something I'm grateful for about the situation. And I don't know, it's just been a game changer when it comes to gratitude for me, because I'm practicing gratitude more often and I'm seeing the gifts of things versus going right to, of course, the negative of the situation.
I love that as an interrupter of the negativity. Mm-hmm. And you brought up the wiring, the programming that happens when you're doing this. We have a very specific, easy, simple, proven neuroscience process to walk you all the way through, step by step, exactly what you can do to wire in these things, to wire in your gratitude. And one of the pieces that you can do, we're going to brainstorm here about the gratitude practices and what they can look like. It is a recording, a gratitude recording in your own voice, and you are literally saying what you are grateful for, what you're thankful for. And there are definitions of the word grateful and the word thankful, but what we invite you to do from a neuroscience perspective is to use the words that your brain uses. What do you hear in your language? What word comes to mind? Is it grateful? Is it thankful? Is it I appreciate? Mm-hmm. Because you can put this gratitude recording in your own voice and in your own language. And you can just make it really simple, or you can make it elaborate. But we invite you to play it in the morning when you're getting up, like Alex's gratitude practice, the three things in the morning, the three things in the evening. I practice my gratitude when I go out on a walk every day, and I build it into a recording I have, which is a part of our process. And so that's what we're inviting you to do. It's one of the neuroscience ways that you can literally program this gratitude into your neural networks by listening to it in the morning when you wake up and in the evening when you go to sleep. These are times when the brain is in a more receptive state. Your subconscious is in a more receptive state. So, but let's brainstorm some other gratitude practices that they can do. What do you think? What would you guys like to do? What would you specifically you like to do?
Well, I know some of our clients have like a gratitude journal and they just continue to add on to it.
That.
So they see, you know, like if they review their year, they see like all the things that they're grateful for all year. I used to use the 5-minute journal and I remember some of the instructions at the beginning was about leaning into being grateful for something new each day. So instead of repeating the same things, really challenging ourselves and yourself to think about different things that you're grateful for.
I love that.
The practice of even looking at your day ahead and being grateful for the things, you know, being like what you're
deciding in advance.
Like what you're excited about or what you're grateful for, like in that day, especially, you know, Carol, when you're speaking before, I was kind of thinking like for the audience, the listeners, we're really leaning into the key to remove the holiday anxiety, kind of an invitation for this time to sort of look at the intention, the DIA and the gratitude is even right now, if you can connect with the holiday season, setting your intention for the holiday season, what do you want to be experiencing? And then based on this intention, deciding in advance, if you do encounter some unfortunate situations that are out of your control, because, you know, when it's a busy time of year, it just kind of happens. Yeah. Like, how will you respond in those situations, right? To already That's prepare right. yourself and then lean into that gratitude piece of that interruption, that pattern interruption when those times occur. So maybe even deciding in advance the things that you'll be grateful for. So I thought that could also be a practice of just leaning into connecting with some of the different events and different things that can occur and really leaning into the gratitude. Something else that came to mind was, I know some families at dinner time, they all have their children go around the dinner table and share one thing that they're grateful for about in the day. So I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. Idea. Yeah. I love that idea. And I mentioned a gratitude walk. That's one of the things that I practice. And I set that intention when I go out on the walk. This is my gratitude walk. And it has really opened up abundance for me because when I'm out giving thanks and I'm in nature, I just start to see my RIS opens up and sees the abundance everywhere. And that's been super beautiful.
We talked about a dance too. You said that you had a client that does or that did a gratitude dance. You want to tell us more about what that looks like?
Yeah. So I watched actually recently, I'm pretty sure it was on IG, a gratitude dance. It was a beautiful dance. And, you know, it was just somebody who was expressing their gratefulness through their body movements in this dance. It was gorgeous. And the song, there was somebody who put their gratitude as lyrics in a song. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was amazing. And it, you know, sometimes these things come across our path. It really made me pause and say, hey, I need to, I get to. Not need to. We don't like that word need so much because it feels heavy, right? So I want to lean in here. I want to pause for a minute. I really want to pay attention to what I'm hearing, what I'm learning. And even though we're about neuroscience, we're all about the fact that we're integrated beings. It's about our whole body. It's about the way we feel and our hearts. And gratitude is a great heart practice. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to honor that, you know, as integrated beings, everything in our bodies is connected by the programming that we are doing all the time through these practices. And what else is there that we can do in regard to gratitude? Does anything else come to mind for you, Alex?
Yeah, I think it was Hal Elrod. I don't remember if it was that. I think it might have been Hal Elrod or one of his podcasts. Mm-hmm. We talked about something about how we show gratitude as children every day. And I believe it was like using sticky notes or something about the suggestion of yeah. sticky notes and like putting sticky notes like around the house or even, you know, part of bedtime routine where you share, you know, being grateful for your loved ones, sending the habit of sending a gratitude message a day to a friend or a family member. Mm. So building in that, I remember I used to do that once upon a time. So it was like yeah. each day I would choose a different family member and just share something that I really appreciated in the other person and just kind of went through the list of friends and family.
Yeah.
And it's, as you said, Carol, to leaning in and stepping to the abundance, right? I really feel we could all use more gratitude around us. You know, we yeah. briefly spoke a bit about, right, our negativity bias. I know we're going to do a future episode. We're going to dive in a little bit deeper on this. But what it is essentially is that we as individuals operate 9 times out of 10 more negative towards ourselves, you know, and yes. we just see things from this lens. And so it's really yeah. about building these muscles of love and gratitude and just being so grateful for really yeah. what we do have and what is available to us. And the time, like when it comes to the holidays, it really is about spending time with our loved ones. You know, if yeah. we don't have our loved ones with us anymore, it's about spending time reflecting back on the time that we did have with them yeah. and those happy memories and just mm-hmm. being in, I guess, a place of peace. Because it can be a more overwhelming, anxious kind of time of year. And for Carol and I, we really truly want this to be the best time of year for you all and really yes, go in sure. and spend that present, yeah. connected, loving time with your loved ones and be together versus feeling this pressure of doing yeah. all the things and making it look perfect and the
yeah,
acceptance.
Needing the approval of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah Cause we get yeah. it, right? We totally, yeah. totally get it. And these are muscles. These are things that we get to develop. And the first yeah. step is acknowledging how you're feeling. And the second step is really consciously interrupting those patterns. And gratitude yeah. is a beautiful gift, something very yeah. simple and easy to do by just thinking in any situation, whether it's daily or whether it's in the moment, of just one thing that you're grateful for in that very moment.
You know, thinking of what you're saying there about it is really simple, and that also gets us out of the negativity bias mm-hmm. that you mentioned and the complication bias. It's easy to complicate yeah. everything oh, and yeah. forget to keep it simple.
Yeah. And our brains love overcomplicating things, especially as high achievers.
And, you know, even a gratitude meditation. Now, we mentioned the gratitude recording as far as one of the solid neuroscience pieces of wiring something in to your neural networks. The meditation may just look like, you know, your yoga practice or your sitting quietly and stilling your mind and leaning into all of the things that you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple ways that you can practice gratitude each and every day that's unique to you, and you can practice it multiple ways too. So we want to share with you something we are super grateful for. Two things, actually. We're grateful for the Business Besties that's going on right now. That's a powerful resource for you. And we are super, super excited about what's coming for you Black Friday as well. So just be on the lookout with us. If you are not on our email list, make sure you get signed up so that you can find out all about this. And we want to invite you to subscribe and to leave us a review for this podcast because it increases our visibility. It really helps us. And it lets us know that we're delivering things that are helpful to you and that you want to hear. We want your feedback. So also you can DM us at Instagram at unleashed.unstoppable.you. And we want to hear all about your gratitude practice, how you're putting this into action and what you're doing. And if you have one and you picked up something new in this to get rid of all of that holiday stress and anxiety and have a super successful, abundant, loving, peaceful holiday season.
And if you have any other friends or family members who could really appreciate hearing this or could really benefit from hearing this podcast, please share it with them so that you can all come together and share, yes, a beautiful, grateful time together this holiday season. We'll see you guys all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, we want to leave you with an amazing thing to look forward to, something you've been asking for, looking for. It is a Black Friday special that is coming just for you from us. It's 30 days to 10x your productivity and finish 2022 strong. So watch for that. It is a very, very simple plan using neuroscience to move you forward with real actionable tips to enhance what you're already doing, not to add anything to your plate, not to stretch you further, but to actually make it more simple and easy to get shit done. So watch for that, and we'll see you next episode. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Unleashed Unstoppable podcast with your hosts, Alexandra Carter and Carol Register.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review and subscribe.
That's all for this episode, Wildly Ambitious Leaders. See you next week.